This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, lots of things to tackle this week, of course. And can I, just before we get into chatting to you about a few things that are happening with council, I just want to congratulate you and the council workers. There seems to be a lot of activity, both in Port Douglas and Mossman, of the council just getting out and cleaning stuff up, mowing stuff, freshening stuff up. So congratulations to you and the staff.
No, much appreciated. You know, there's been a lot of work happening around town at the moment, and people would notice the different things that have been happening. More on the construction side-wise, you know, the crews have started to work on the garden beds in Macrossan Street, which look absolutely fantastic. That's been an upgrade that's going along. You would have seen the two new ones already outside Coles, I believe, that they've been put in, and there's another couple to go in yet. But yes, they're certainly doing a lot of pressure cleaning of the slabs and the tables and benches in the parks, and you know, the mowing's been done. I noticed the state roads were in the last week and did to the new white lines. So it's all looking very pretty at the moment, which is fantastic. Ready for some tourists to come, and the sooner they come, the better.
Okay, there's lots of things the council crews are doing, you know, apart from what you've just mentioned. There's lots of things happening.
Well, certainly, and we've got the various different things. We've got the new Kukulangi language signs. They've all been put out, and we're doing a release on that now because there's 25 different signs have been put out in bilingual, so it shows what the traditional Indigenous name is as well as the English name. So they look really good. So that we're looking forward to that, and we're soon to have the new town entry signs arrive as well, and so they'll also have on them the Indigenous name as well as the local name on the signs, and the nice big blue ones, so as you're going into the town, you know where the township name is, which will be very exciting to finally get those renewed after many, many years of seeing that old one. I know the one to Port Douglas, you know, you see it sitting there at the side of the road looking quite sad with the old Douglas Shire logo on it still, and you know, I'm looking forward to getting the new sign up there. That'll be fantastic. I think we've also got the biosecurity as well. They've been doing a lot of work in that area with the weeds. It's that time of year where they go out looking for the Myconia, especially up in the Warrnambool Valley. They had the local Indigenous guys up there doing a smoking ceremony the other day before they started work, which was, you know, very exciting to see them doing that stuff. And of course, the feral pigs this time of year with the weather and food supplies that are available, the feral pigs are out there. So there's doing a lot of work trying to lower the amount of feral pigs that are out there. So it's non-stop, you know, every day the council guys are out there doing a fantastic job. So very happy with that.
Now, you've got some water reticulation going on in the next 3 weeks, apparently, near Newell Beach.
Near Newell Beach, there's some works going on. Yes, they're just doing, there's a leak out there that they're repairing. So there's a bit of roadworks on the side there as you go past. I think that shouldn't be too far away from being finished out there.
Terrific. Now, it has been reported in the media that the Douglas Community Sports Club, Inc., who operate the Tin Shed and the Mossman Golf Club, have turned to the Douglas Shire Council for financial help. What's going on there?
Yeah, the committee came and spoke to us last week, and they've advised us of the situation they're in. So as it currently stands, the staff are talking with the management to get a proposal drawn up that is some way that council might be able to assist them. Of course, once that's done, that'll go before the councillors, and the councillors will make a decision on it. But at this stage, it's still in the works of what we can actually do to try and help.
Is this unusual, Michael? Have you ever had this during your term as a mayor and a councillor?
Well, I think COVID-19 certainly put a lot of pressure on various different entities, and you know, especially the Combines Club. It's a non-profit group. It's run by a committee, and it's, you know, we don't want to see those things close, and we certainly don't want to see the Mossman Golf Club close. So, you know, if there's a way that we can assist, I mean, financially it might be a bit hard, but there could be an operational wise that we can assist. We're not quite sure yet. You know, we've got to try and at least look at it and see if there's some way we can help keep these local groups. You know, you really do have to keep those local groups out there so that, you know, they're so important. There's history there. It's, you know, for every local to be able to use, and, you know, we have to look at these things. So as I said, once a paper's drawn up by the staff. They'll bring it to the councillors so that we can actually have a look at it and discuss what we can do to help.
So what you're saying is it hasn't really happened in the past because these are unprecedented times.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, COVID-19 has affected so many businesses in so many ways. I mean, the Combines Club was closed there for some time. I mean, they're doing a small service at the moment as it stands, but they're certainly not having the income that they were getting with their pokies, etc. And then, of course, the golf clubs, you know, they're missing out on all those grey nomads that are normally up here and the tourists that are normally up here using the golf club. So they're being hit in both directions, which is really hard for them.
And it's a domino effect too, because the particular club, the Douglas Community Sports Club, help sporting groups, help youth in the area. So it's a domino thing. If they're not making money, they're not being able to pass that on.
Well, exactly. I mean, as part of their constitution, it's important that they do help other sporting clubs. That's the purpose of them being there. But again, at this stage, if they're not making money and either side with the golf club or them, it's impossible for them to help these local sports clubs as well. So it is a domino effect, absolutely.
We're talking with Mayor Michael Kerr, as we do each week, to have a little chat. We haven't got a meeting on tomorrow, but we have a meeting on next week, and that'll be interesting and what's on the agenda. Michael, we're talking about businesses. Douglas businesses with a primary production background are invited to submit an expression of interest for round three of the Queensland Government's $10 million Rural Economic Development Grants Program.
Yeah, something that's come out. They can apply for up to $250,000 for various different things, which include, you know, adding value to agricultural products, including developing new markets for value-added products, everything through to, you know, transitioning to renewable energy sources, assisting businesses to become investment and export ready. So there's quite a range there, especially for our agricultural people, to have a look at this grant and see if there's anywhere that it fits into their businesses, and, you know, put in an application, see if they can get some funding. You know, we do have staff here that's also available to assist in giving them some advice. So if they're stuck with any of their grant applications, to make sure they give council a call, and perhaps we can help in some way with giving them some information on how to fill the forms out, etc.
Now, we were touching on the fact that council workers are out and about, but just we should mention on this Thursday, because of the installation of a new bridge deck, we've got the Wyanbeel Road at Causeway Number 1 closed.
That's right. They're doing work on the bridge deck there of the Wyanbeel Road. And so this Thursday, they're putting the new deck in. So the temporary sidetrack will be closed as well between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. that day, because there's going to be cranes and all the rest of it there lifting the road in. It's 18.5 metres in length, so it's quite a lengthy thing. So the road will be closed there between 9 and 1, just so the locals are aware of that.
And also, any people liking wanting updates at all, always check out with the Douglas Shire Council website. There's always interesting information there to go. Anything else you'd like to add, Michael?
Just have to agree with you. You know, the Douglas Shire website, honestly, if you want to know the facts about anything at all council related, that's the place to look. You know, have a look at the website. There's lots of information on it about projects that we're doing, and you know it's all factual because it's there on our website, which is fantastic. One thing I do have to mention, Google Maps has now been fixed. We had a little bit of an issue last week where if you were in Cairns or in Port Douglas and you popped in, you wanted to go to Cape Tribulation in Google Maps, it sent you via Cooktown, which was a little bit of an issue.
Right.
So staff have worked with Google and, you know, they've got that fixed now so that, you know, you don't have to do a four-hour drive to Cape Tribulation. You can actually put in the details and actually shows now that there's a ferry there and that, you do need to cross the ferry to get there, but it's a lot shorter journey. So thank you, Google, for fixing that.
Good stuff. Now, you mentioned the ferry. It's this month free and then back to normal in July.
That's it. Probably just over a week left to go of free ferry. So, you know, when the weekend comes, make use of it. Get up there, support the locals, do it in Douglas.
Okay. Now, of course, the meeting is next Tuesday week. Is there any little tips or any little tidbits?
Big meeting, this one. So it's going to be a long one. It's going to have the operational plan. It'll have the budget. And there's lots of other things that are going through that day. So definitely one to look out for, and that'll go live on the website, I think, on Friday, so people can have a look and see what's coming up.
Yes, I think it's terrific. And this, we're now able to actually see the council meeting. It's absolutely fantastic. Michael, thanks very much. Have a great week and take care.
Most welcome. Thank you very much. Yes, don't forget, on 10 o'clock on next Tuesday, we'll be on our council's Facebook page live streaming. So if you're interested in what's going on, tune in to have a look.
See ya.
Thank you.